Unlike the partisan races higher on the ballot, candidates for county supervisor in California can claim the seat they seek by garnering more than 50% of the primary vote. Incumbent Sonoma Valley Supervisor Susan Gorin did just that to win a second term with a 55-35% margin over Gina Kuklis, but not in the hotly contested five-way race for the West County District, where expected frontrunners Linda Hopkins and Noreen Evans, separated by just a few hundred votes, will now vie for the 3,000-plus ballots that went to other candidates in the primary. That's a race that Sonoma State political science professor and election analyst David McEwen sees as a revealing display of the role of money in even local campaigning.
Noreen Evans, as the presumptive early frontrunner, the leader of the progressive movement, coming in second place, illustrates to labor, environmental progressives, those on the left, what's at stake, and lead to more resources. At the same time, it shows us the influence of money in politics because we see a newcomer, someone without much political experience but very much interested in policies, Linda Hopkins. We can see money that previously would have gone to someone like Efren Carrillo flow to her and see what influence that buys in a competitive race.
Appearing on KRCB's Election Night television broadcast, both candidates sought to advance their campaigns by highlighting issues of concern. For Evans, that was affordable housing.
There's a lot of different things that a board of supervisors and a city council can do, and particularly if the board works with city councils, because we do want to maintain our open space and our urban growth boundaries, and we want to encourage city center growth and better transportation systems. But one of the most important things I think that a county or a city can do is called inclusionary housing, where you have the actual affordable units built in every single development that gets built.
Hopkins focused on economic revitalization for the lower Russian River area.
It was really a shame when the Russian River Redevelopment Agency dissolved, because a lot of people saw that as sort of a local form of government that would really address some of the pressing needs of the community, sort of by the community, for the community. And so I would love to create a replication of that along the Russian River, where we could possibly return some of those TOT funds to be used in the community to address some of our failing infrastructure needs, some of the issues of homelessness, etc.
In other supervisor races in adjacent counties, Ryan Gregory won a virtual tie with five-term Napa County Supervisor Mark Luce, while appointed Supervisor Alfredo Pedroza pulled nearly 60% to win his first full term. Marin incumbents Katie Rice and Kate Sears also each won re-election, while Dennis Rodini and Dominic Grossi emerged from a field of eight candidates to face each other in the fall. The fate of Measure AA, which requires a two-thirds majority for approval around all nine Bay Area counties, was close but unclear as the late counting continued. And as you will have heard elsewhere, Hillary Clinton staged a strong showing across California, even outpolling Bernie Sanders comfortably in each of the North Bay counties. But with the matchup set, candidates facing close races, such as Hopkins and Evans, will now have to reckon with a new unknown, says McEwen. The surge in new voters whose inclinations have yet to be revealed or understood.
Registration numbers moved up to record levels in California, with over 700,000 voters registering just in the last couple of weeks. They were overwhelmingly young, they overwhelmingly vote by mail, and they'll be highly motivated to vote in November, especially with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.